House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, as the measure is called, will be on the floor on Friday. She says it will be a major step toward creating jobs and helping halt the U.S. economic slide while being accountable to taxpayers.
We make many votes in the Congress. They're all important. Some of them are historic. This one is historic and transformational.
A summary released Thursday shows $311 billion of the measure dedicated to infrastructure, health, training, and energy projects, along with food stamps and other aid for poor and low-income Americans, and tens of billions of dollars for the government Medicaid program. The bill also includes tax cuts, although at a lower level than President Obama had wanted, credits for first-time home buyers, and money for U.S. states facing sharp budget shortfalls. But even as the bill makes its way to the House floor, Republican opponents continued their harsh attacks on its spending and tax provisions. House Republican Leader John Boehner.
We're very concerned that the $800 billion stimulus plan that we're about to pass here in the Congress won't work and will do nothing more than put mountains of debt on the backs of our kids and grandkids.
Republicans also complained that Democrats had not provided the usual 48 hours to review the full text of the legislation and asserted that an alternative Republicans offered would create more jobs and be more effective for the economy. With the House debate and vote set for Friday, the Senate will also be taking up the final bill, which is the outcome of a compromise in which three moderate Senate Republicans joined Democrats in trimming the size of the measure. Democrats have a sufficient majority in the House to assure passage. Representative Boehner declined on Thursday to predict whether any House Republicans will support the measure after all of them voted against an initial bill passed last month. President Obama told workers at a Caterpillar factory in Illinois that the plan is a crucial part of his administration's efforts to help the U.S. economy.
I believe it will be a major step forward on our path to economic recovery.
Congressional passage of the economic bill would send it on to the president to be signed into law. But President Obama plans additional trips across the country next week to both build support for steps he is taking for the economy and financial system and try to strengthen morale of Americans facing hardships. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.